الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 52 extracts from backbiting, a cancer in our society. A virtue of sending salats upon the Prophet. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, whosoever sent salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him, and the one who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him, and the one who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, and he will place him among the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. Attaining the reward of worshipping for 1 year. Once Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty, what is the reward for the one who invites his brother towards good and forbids him from evil? Allah Almighty replied, for his every word, I grant him the reward for a year's worth of worship, and I observe haya in punishing him with the torment of hell. Number 2. An action which leads to forgiveness. Tafsir Ruhul Bayan cites this hadith-e Qudsi. Whoever recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim once and Surah Al-Fatiha by joining them together like this, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, till the end of the Surah, then be a witness that I have forgiven him, accepted all his good deeds and forgiven his sins, and I will not burn his tongue. I will free him from the torment of the grave, the torment of the fire, the torment of the day of judgment, and from fear. Note, the proper manner of joining, i.e. joining the last letter, meem, with kasra of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with lam, with jazm, in Alhamdulillah, as in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then completing the entire surah, Al-Fatiha. Number 3. Four pieces of advices. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi states, I stayed in the company of many saints, rahmahumullah, in the mountains of Lebanon. All of the saints advised me to give the following four pieces of advice whenever I meet people. Number 1. Whoever eats to the fullest of his appetite will not enjoy the taste of worship. Number 2. Whoever sleeps excessively will not have blessings in his lifespan. Number 3. Whoever seeks only to please the people will be in despair from Allah's pleasure. Number 4. Whoever excessively backbites and indulges in lots of irrelevant conversations will not die on Islam. Number 4. Humiliating a Muslim is a major sin. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, indeed, humiliating a Muslim without a cause is one of the major sins. Number 5. Eyes forbidden upon hell. Allah Almighty sent revelation towards Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. O Musa, I have made 3 types of eyes forbidden upon hell. Number 1. The eyes which stay guard in my path. Number 2. Eyes which refrain from haram. And number 3. The eye that shed tears out of my fear. There is one reward for every deed, except for the tears, which will be rewarded with blessings, forgiveness, and entry into paradise, and nothing less than that. Number 6. You will be with me in paradise. A man came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and inquired, I only fast for 1 month and no more. I pray only 5 times a day and no more. I neither qualify to pay zakat, nor performing hajj, nor do I perform nafal hajj. Where will I go after I die? The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and replied, "You will be with me in paradise as long as you safeguard your heart from two, envy and dishonesty, and you prevent your tongue from two, lies and backbiting, and you save your eyes from two, those scenes which have been made haram by Allah Almighty, and from looking down upon any Muslim with disdain." Number 7. The one who relays everything. Remind yourself the hadith. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It is enough for a person to be a liar that he relays anything he has heard to others without research. Number 8. Safeguard yourselves from the thieves of love. The righteous elders, rahmahumullah, advise that safeguard yourself from the enemies of the intellect and the thieves of love. These thieves speak ill and tell tales. A thief steals materialistic possessions, but they who backbite and tell tales steal love. Number 9. 1 year before passing away, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha al-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, when Allah Almighty wills good for a person, then 1 year before his death, he designates an angel to him who keeps taking him towards the right path until he dies with belief. Upon his death, people say that so and so died in a good state. When such a fortunate and pious person starts to die, his soul departs quickly. At that time, he wants to meet Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty likes to meet him. When Allah Almighty wills bad for a person, then 1 year before his death, a devil is appointed upon him, who deviates him until he reaches the worst time of his life and then dies. As death approaches him, his soul begins to get trapped. At that time, neither does the dying person want to meet Allah Almighty, nor does Allah Almighty wish to meet him. Number 10. 100 heavenly maidens. After worshipping for 40 years, a saint made this dua. Allah Almighty, show me a glimpse of the blessings you will bestow upon me in paradise with your mercy. While he was still busy in his dua, the arch of the masjid split open. A beautiful heavenly maiden, Ayhur, emerged from the gap and said, "You will gain 100 heavenly maidens like me. Each will have 100 helpers, and each helper will have 100 slave girls, and each slave girl will have 100 assistants." Upon hearing this, the saint rejoiced and inquired, "Will anyone get more than me in paradise?" She replied, "Every inhabitant of paradise who would have recited Astaghfirullah al-Azim in the morning and evening will receive this." Number 11. Who is a complete Muslim? The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "A complete Muslim is the one who avoids harming other Muslims with his hand and tongue." Similarly, a complete Muhajir is one who gives up all that is forbidden by Allah Almighty. Number 12. Who is poor? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions radiyallahu anhum, "Who is the poor one?" The companions, radiyallahu anhum, answered, "A poor person from among us is he who has no money or material possessions." He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, replied, "The poor person from my ummah is the one who will come on the day of judgment with his salah, fast and zakat. But he would have cursed someone blamed someone, stole from someone, shed someone's blood, and hit someone, so they will all be given a share from his good deeds. And if his good deeds run out before their rights are fulfilled, then their sins will be given to him, and then he will be thrown into hell. Number 13. Great virtue of the one who forgives. On the day of judgment, it will be announced, whoever has their reward with Allah's mercy, let them stand up and enter paradise. It will be asked, for whom is this reward? The announcer will reply, this is for those who forgive. Then thousands of people will stand up and enter paradise without any accountability. Number 14. Three ways to attain paradise. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever has three things, Allah Almighty will take him to account with ease and admit him into paradise with his mercy. I asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, what are those three things? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, number one, mending relations with the one who breaks ties with you. Number two, giving to the one who deprives you. And number three, forgiving the one who oppresses you. Number 15, black dot on the heart. It is reported in a hadith that when a person commits a sin, a black spot appears on his heart. When he sins again, another spot forms on his heart, until his heart becomes dark. And as a result of this, any righteous word has no effect upon his heart. Number 16. Don't rejoice at the difficulties of others. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, do not get pleased and express happiness at your brother's difficulties, lest Allah Almighty cast his mercy upon him and afflict you with that thing. Number 17. Do three favors on the believers. Sayyiduna Yahya bin Mu'az Arazi rahmatullahi alayhi said, if you can benefit the believers by these three means, then you will be considered a person who bestows favors upon others. Number one, if you cannot benefit them, then do not hurt them either. Number two, if you cannot give them happiness, then do not dishearten them either. Number three, if you cannot praise them, then do not talk ill about them either. Number 18. If you cannot act on three, then do this. One wise person said that if you are not capable of three, then do these three things. If you cannot do good, then refrain from evil. If you cannot benefit others, then at least do not hurt them. And if you cannot keep nafal fast, then avoid eating the flesh, i.e. backbiting, of others. Number 19. Say about others what you would like to be said about you. Sheikh Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, talk about your brother when he is not present, in a manner in which you want your brother to talk about you when you are not present. Number 20. Seized by Allah's hidden plan. Sheikh Bakr Muzani rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, when you see a person spreading others' shortcomings, i.e. meaning who always reveal others' secrets and backbites about people, then know that he is surely the enemy of Allah Almighty and is seized by Allah's hidden plan. Number 21. Making someone ashamed of their sin. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, whoever makes his brother feel ashamed for a sin which he had already repented from, then that person will fall into that sin before he dies. Number 22. The one who talks more makes more mistakes. On page 108 of Minajhul Abideen, the 344-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, The Proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, securing the tongue secures the deeds, because whoever does not control his tongue usually gets embroiled in backbiting. It is a famous proverb, Man kathura lagatuhu kathura saqatuhu. Whoever talks more tends to make more mistakes. Number 23. How to attain palaces in paradise. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times, Allah Almighty builds a palace for him in paradise. Whoever recites it 20 times, Allah Almighty builds two palaces for him. And whoever recites it 30 times, Allah Almighty builds three palaces for him in paradise. The second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu asked, Would we have several palaces at that time? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Allah's favor is even greater than that. Number 24. Dua of the angels for the one who speaks good of a Muslim. A famous saint, Shaykh Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi, who passed away while he was in the position of prostration in Makkah al-Mukarramah in Hijri 103 said, When a Muslim mentions his Islamic brother in good words, the angels that are with him supplicate for him. May Allah Almighty also grant you the same. And if a person talks ill against his Islamic brothers, then the angels say, You exposed your brother's secret. Look at yourself. Thank Allah Almighty that He has kept your shortcomings concealed. Number 25. What happened to my good deeds? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Indeed, on the day of judgment, a person will have his book of deeds brought to him. He will say, I did such and such good deeds. What happened to them? He will be told, Those deeds were wiped away due to the backbiting that you committed. Number 26. Inquiring about others' needs and consoling them in sickness. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum that whoever goes to help a needy Muslim brother, Allah Almighty shades him with 75,000 angels. Those angels make dua for him and he remains covered in the ocean of mercy until he is finished. Then Allah Almighty writes for him the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. Likewise, anyone who consoles an ill person, Allah Almighty shall shade him beneath 75,000 angels until he returns home. He is granted a good deed for every step. An evil deed is forgiven for every step. And his status is raised once. When he sits with the ill person, mercy covers him and continues covering him until he returns home. Dear Islamic brothers, try to rid yourself from the evil habit of backbiting and do not only save your virtuous deeds, but also increase them. Follow the prophetic guidance to increase your virtuous deeds and earn the highest level of paradise, Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah, how fortunate are those Islamic brothers and sisters who use their tongues for calling people towards righteousness, delivering sunnah-inspiring speeches, and stay busy in the dhikr of Allah Almighty and in reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Fulfilling the needs of Muslims is a rewardable action, and consoling concerned Muslims is an excellent way to utilize the tongue. Number 27, calling people bad names. The noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, angels curse the one who calls a Muslim with any words, i.e. bad names, besides their name. Number 28, most mistakes are made with the tongue. The beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, people make most of their mistakes by their tongues. Number 29, eternal pleasure or displeasure. Sayyiduna Bilal bin Harith radiallahu anhu narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, a person says something good without realizing its extent, and because of it, Allah's pleasure is written for him until the day he will meet Allah Almighty. On the contrary, a person says something bad without realizing its extent, and because of it, Allah's displeasure is written for him till the day he will meet Allah Almighty. Number 30. Every companion is in paradise. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam declared, fear Allah Almighty in regards to my companions. Fear Allah Almighty, do not make them a target after me. Whoever loves them does so out of their love for me. And whoever has hatred against them, he hated for out of hatred for me. Whoever harms them has annoyed me, and whoever annoys me has annoyed Allah Almighty, and whoever annoyed Allah Almighty will soon be held accountable by Allah Almighty. Number 31, reward for safeguarding the honor of a Muslim. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever safeguards the honor of his brother, Allah Almighty will send an angel on the day of judgment who will protect him from hell. Number 32, a reward for preventing backbiting. Whoever prevents others from the flesh of his brother in his absence, i.e. he stops someone backbiting against a Muslim in his absence, then it is a right of Allah Almighty to free him from hell. Number 33, punishment in the fire. It is narrated in a hadith, the one who commits suicide will be punished in the fire with the tool with which he killed himself. Number 34, resurrected looking like dogs. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the backbiter, the tale teller, and the one who tries to find faults of pious people will be resurrected by Allah Almighty in the form of dogs. Number 35, eavesdropping on others. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam warned, on the day of judgment, molten lead will be poured into the ears of the one who listens to the speech of people who do not like for him to listen to them, or they want to keep their conversation a secret. Number 36, easy method to safeguard yourself from backbiting. It is narrated from Sheikh Majduddin Firozabadi Rahmatullahi Alayh, when you join a gathering and recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد, Allah Almighty will designate an angel that will keep you from backbiting. And when you depart from that gathering, then recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد. Then the angel will keep others from backbiting against you. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 37, special door of hell. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, there is a door in hell through which only those people will enter whose anger subsides only after committing a sin. Number 38, a recognition of a good companion. Here are two sayings of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in regards to good company. Number 1, a good companion is the one who helps you when you remember Allah Almighty and reminds you when you forget. Number two, a good companion is one whose sight reminds you of Allah Almighty, his conversation increases in your actions, and his actions remind you of the hereafter. Number 39, a reward of 50 Siddiqeen. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, has stated, soon a time will come upon the people when their gatherings will not be free from carnal desires. So the one who lives in such an era should be patient and control his carnal self. Allah Almighty will grant him the reward equivalent to the reward bestowed upon 50 Siddiqeen. Number 40. Even a dog is better than a backbiter. Sayyiduna Hammad bin Zayd rahmatullahi alayhi relayed, I once came into the presence of Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. I saw a dog in front of him and wanted to drive it away. He said, Hammad, leave it alone. It is better than the companion who sits with me and backbites against others. Number 41. A good end for the one who refrained from speaking ill. Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated the following incident in his Bustane Sadi. A righteous and good-mannered individual would never talk ill of others, even if they were his personal enemies. He would always say good things whenever those people would be mentioned in a conversation. After his death, someone saw him in a dream and asked, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? Meaning, how did Allah Almighty treat you? Hearing this question, his face lit up with a smile and he said, in the world, I always strive to refrain from making bad comments about others. The Nakirain, i.e. Munkar and Nakir, were also not harsh in questioning me, Alhamdulillah. I was dealt with pleasantly. Number 42. Paradise in exchange for six things. Guarantee six things for me, and I guarantee paradise for you. Number 1. When you speak, speak the truth. Number 2. When you make a promise, fulfill it. Number 3. When something is entrusted to you, return it. Number 4. Guard your private parts. Number 5. Keep your gaze lowered. Number 6. Prevent your hands from hurting others. Number 43. Things that lead to paradise or hell. The things that make a person most worthy of entering paradise are piety and good manners, and the acts that make a person most worthy of entering hell are two hollow things, the mouth and the private part. Number 44. Look at your own shortcomings. When one wishes to expose the shortcomings of others, he should think about his own sins and make an effort to rectify them. By Allah Almighty, this is a great honor. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, glad tidings for the one whose self-realization of his own shortcomings prevented him from looking for faults in others. Number 45. Remember your shortcomings. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma has stated, whenever you intend to talk about the shortcomings of others, remember your own. Number 46. Allah will conceal his faults. It has been narrated on the authority of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither oppresses him nor leaves him helpless. Whoever fulfills the need of his brother, Allah Almighty fulfills his need. Whoever relieves another Muslim from pain, Allah Almighty will relieve him from the pains of the Day of Judgment. Whoever conceals the faults of another Muslim, Allah Almighty will conceal his faults on the day of judgment. Number 47. Conceal the faults of others and gain paradise. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever conceals the shortcomings of his brother upon witnessing them will be made to enter paradise." Number 48. Safety lies in seeking forgiveness in this world. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he ask the person for forgiveness here in this world, before the coming of that hour, because neither dirham nor dinar will be there. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away equal to the violation of rights and given to the victim. If not, then his sins will be transferred to him, i.e. the wrongdoer." Number 49. The punishment of accusing others of a sin. Whilst mentioning many things that he saw in a dream, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam then mentioned, "Some people were hung by their tongues. I asked Jibreel alayhi salam about those people. He replied, 'These people accuse others of committing a sin for no reason.'" Number 50. The virtues of reciting Astaghfirullah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Man istaghfara Allah ghafara lahu," i.e. Allah Almighty will forgive the one who seeks forgiveness from him. Uttering only Astaghfirullah is also seeking forgiveness. Number 51. Litany to be blessed with the glimpse of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On page 115 of Malfuzat Ala Hazrat, the 561 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing house of Dawati Islami, it is stated, question: how can we be blessed with the blessed vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Answer: besides reciting salat upon the Prophet at night and at the time of going to sleep, recite salat upon the Prophet in abundance at all times. In particular, read the following salat upon the Prophet 100 times or as much as possible after Isha salah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما أمرتنا أن نصلي عليه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى له اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح اللهم صل على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور صلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد. There are no better phrases of Salat ala Nabi to see the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but read them with a sincere intention of reverence and honor for his noble personality, without specifically intending that you are reciting it to gain the vision. Beyond this, his compassion is abundant and has no limits. Number 52. Backbiting against a handicapped person. A Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Muawiyah bin Qurra rahmatullahi alayhi, states, "If a handicap passes by you and you mention the negative aspect of his affected limb, then this is also backbiting. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.